Blog Talk Radio.
In the night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here we are. We're here again. It's time for Christian Talk. And actually, it's TNT time on Christian Talk. And I have with me right now my beautiful wife, Tasila. How are you today?
For us. LA school system. I just want to send a shout and prayer out and ask you guys to pray for the Los Angeles school district and system. That, and a lot of people kind of know what's going on. And for those of you who don't, just look at the news and just pray for them. Pray about these kids going to school. Where should they be at this time, and what should be going on with them? Because some of you parents are going to have to take your kids and go home and stay in the house and raise them yourself instead of allowing the schools to raise them.
It is so crazy out there. We really are, our youth, we really have to keep them lifted up in prayer. It's a lot of things on the horizon that they're aiming and targeting our youth.
The agendas.
To pull these things off.
But remember when Jesus said, woe to them that have suck in those days. And you see that the children are a target. So, you know, I also wanted to invite people to make sure that they got your book. Who Is God, yes, on Amazon. They could go on Amazon and pick it up. It's just such a beautiful book because it unveils the Lord and who we never could cover who really he is. But it's
right,
just
exactly,
a play on words. And
yeah,
really, yeah, that book is so good. And it helped with a lot of issues, a lot of things that you might have questions about concerning the Lord and concerning Christendom and what's going on. And thank you, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, for writing that book.
To God be all the glory, and actually the Holy Spirit wrote it. He just wrote through me, and I just praise the Lord for it. So, yeah, you can go directly to Amazon, and you can order the book. It's called Who Is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Just go ahead and do that, and you'll be blessed.
I'm going to say what that is, a T-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R, because not Oscar
a lot
Meyer,
of people don't know
T. Meyer.
Yeah, T. Meyer. Remove Oscar and just put T-I-E there, and then you got it. T-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R. And last name is McCain, M-C-C-A-I-N. So you just go ahead and do that.
And then it says Pastor T. Meyer.
Yes,
on
Pastor
there,
T. Meyer.
Right. And then I want to invite the people to come to the church.
Yes.
Where we're at. Yeah, I want a lot of people to start coming.
Visit us, and you know one thing about it, our services start at 1:30 p.m. So even after you went to your church, you can come and visit us as well and just have a full day with the Lord. You know, we start at 1:30 p.m. We're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And like I said, every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., come and join us and be blessed. And believe me, you will be blessed. The Spirit of the Lord is moving, and you want to be a part of that blessing, you know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, go ahead. Preparation. That's right. It's a preparation rally. We're getting prepared for a great work. We're making ourselves ready as the bride of Christ makes herself ready. So for right now, go ahead and call your family members and friends and tell them to dial in. The number is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or just click on the picture or the link on Facebook to listen from your computer tonight and all this week. Or you can, link wherever you see the post. It might be on Instagram and might be on Twitter. Wherever you see the post of the show, just click on the link and you can go ahead and listen from your computer anytime this week, okay? Tonight and anytime this week. Okay. So, and don't forget to tune in to to The Message of Life with T. Meyer and to Sheila McCain. The Message of Life on HSBN.TV. You're going to enjoy this. You know, HSBN.TV, they have a lot of other ministries going on, and you can just go ahead and tune in to either one. But if you want to find us, it's The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tosila McCain on HSBN.TV. You can do that, or you can go to our website and just and navigate through there, and you'll find it. It's under Media, and you can click on Media, and then you can choose whatever program you want to see on HSBN.TV, right? Okay. All right.
Okay.
So,
well, I have a what do you have? Because I have a special announcement.
Okay, go ahead with your special announcement.
My special announcement is happy anniversary to you for 43 years.
That's well, then a happy anniversary right back at you. And it's been, that's just funny that you know, all these years, and we're still in love. And, you know, I don't know why that sounds weird for somebody to say that, but if you're in love, you're in love. And love is going to last no matter what. So I praise the Lord that he picked my mate for me, and it worked. Praise the Lord. Happy anniversary, Pastor Tosila. All righty.
Thank you so much.
I just want to, I tell you what, don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's talk about our Savior right now, okay? Praise the Lord. About it. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed one. He's our Savior. And you know what? Women, hold on. What is this? Oh, wait. Oh, what?
Ba-da, 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 ba-da.
That means that it is TNT moment. It's a TNT moment, or I can just say TNT time, because we're going to talk about something special. So, Pastor Tosilo, what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, today we're going to talk about the seven pillars of wisdom. And we sure do need it right now. We all need God's wisdom. And the Lord said, if anybody lacks wisdom, to ask, and he will give it to us freely. And that is the answer to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the things that are befallen the earth, we don't know what to do because we never walked this way before, where men are doing such things that we are seeing right before our very eyes. So we're going to talk about the seven pillars of wisdom. And it says in Proverbs 9:1, it states, wisdom has built her house. She has carved out her seven pillars in preparation for the feast. She is about to invite her guest. And we all know who wisdom is. The real true wisdom is from God. And we're all invited to the feast of the wedding. But this work has to be done by the Holy Spirit. God does this work. So I just want to bring out that there are like many other ways, you know, for kinds of wisdom. And there is earthly wisdom, intellectual wisdom, devilish wisdom, and the wisdom from above, which is God's wisdom. But what are the seven pillars of wisdom that is spoken of in the Bible? God's wisdom is superior to other kinds of wisdom. Like in James chapter 3, it says, the fear of the Lord is one, two is instructions, three is knowledge.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Four is understanding. And the word says, with all you're getting, get understanding. Five is discretion. Six is counsel. And seven is reproof. Yes, open rebuke is real love and wisdom. A lot of people, when you rebuke them, they get angry and they don't like it. But sometimes people have to be rebuked. It's not all cookies and cream all the time. And real love is, that is what real love is, open rebuke. If you love someone, you will correct them. That's what rebuke means, correct.
Mm-hmm.
There are six marks of wisdom, and one of them is trusting in God. Did you know you can believe in God, yet trust something else for your own real significance and happiness, which is therefore your real God? You guys, you heard me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that a little bit in another kind of way, that you can believe in God, yet trust something else more than you do God for your real significance and happiness, which is therefore that particular thing is really what your God is. God wants you to submit to him, trust him, be teachable, be generous, learn from adversity, and do justice. Did you know you can tell if people are wise and making the right choices? One, because they have emotional regulations. What we see right now when we see all this fighting, physical fighting with each other, it shows a lack of wisdom, and it shows people that have no control over their emotions. They're not regulating their emotions, and we all must learn to control and regulate our own emotions. We must be like, not my will, Lord, not mine, but your will be done, because you know that's not God's will. We must have compassion, empathy, insight, knowing yourself, acceptance of uncertainty, being open to different views, being decisive, listen, then decide and act. I said listen first. Listen to the Holy Spirit, then decide and act. We live in a highly offensive society. You guys know that? Everybody's always offended. Everything is extremely offensive. And you know what? Mm-hmm. That's the enemy. It's trying to keep us in dissension towards one another. The word says, with all you're getting, get understanding. We must be alert in this hour. No time for nodding. No time for sleeping.
Right.
When it was time to cross mm-hmm. over and move forward, even children of Israel came up with a negative, bad report. And that's all we hear now. But even the children of Israel mm-hmm. did the same thing, and it was time to move forward, and it's like it's time to take the promised land. And they started moaning and groaning, and they'd be too many for us. It's always too much, and it's always too big, and that's why we learn to trust God along the way. I think that's the one thing the Lord was kind of upset with the children of Israel with, because after all the things he did, they still didn't trust him, and they didn't
right.
remember the things that he did. I remember one time, this is like a little sidebar, before I was into nursing, I worked at for NASA on some satellites. And first
right.
it was all paperwork and schematics and blueprints and tests. We did all that in the morning, and then we did the physical work in the afternoon. And then one day came when they walked me into the room where the actual satellites were. And I tell you, I just about fainted because I didn't want to be responsible for messing up any giant PC boards or wires.
Yeah.
And when I walked into this room, I'm telling you, I've never seen so many wires in all my life. Sometimes we used to look at the back of a television and go, wow, because that's the most I've
mm-hmm.
seen, or on a probably one of those boards in a concert, you know.
Mm-hmm.
the boards that,
right.
that you know, in the back. Well, these wires were everywhere, but they were just, oh, it was so many. And then I was like, I don't even know what to do with all of this, because they were all different colors, some real thick and big and some tiny that went under the components and all that stuff. And then I prayed and I cried out to the Lord. And before you know it, I was reading, braiding the wires, soldering them, putting them under the components on a giant satellite board. I couldn't even believe in myself, but I didn't have an ounce of arrogance about it because
very
I knew
humbling.
It was all God and the Lord alone. He's the one that did it. And it was his wisdom that got me through, just like Gideon. It was God's wisdom that got Gideon through the war with the Persians and Gideons. And
the,
I knew
the Midianites. Yeah.
The Midianites. Mm-hmm. And you have to know that it's always someone greater than yourself. You can't take it on like it's you. But in Judges 7:1, it reads, early in the morning, Gideon and all his men camped at the spring of Herod. The camp of Midian was north of the Midianites, the valley near the hill of Moriah. The Lord said to Gideon, you have too many men for me to deliver the Midianites into your hands, in order that Israel don't boast against me that her own strength has saved her. You see, we always want to get the credit first. But God is saying, I'm going to do this, but if I allow all of those guys, thousands and thousands of you all to go out, you're going to think it's yourself. So he said, you have too many for me to even help you. So then he asked, if it doesn't work, we cry out to the Lord. That's how we are. When things don't go correctly, after we take the credit and we think we're going to do it, and then it messes up, then we go and cry out to the Lord, Lord, help. And the Lord
mm-hmm.
said to Gideon, announce now to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back. Remember, in all throughout the Bible, God
right.
talks about the fearful and the unbelieving. Can't receive
right.
anything. So he tells them right away, he said, those who are fearful, those who are trembling, let them go back. Leave them. So 22,000 men left. That's a lot of people, while 10,000 remain. So here it is. Gideon had about 30,000 men. But the Lord said to Gideon he had too many. So the Lord said to Gideon that there are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them for you there. Separate those who lap the water like a dog there from those who kneel down to drink. 300 men lapped with their hands to their mouths. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said, with the 300 men, I will save you and give you the Midianites. Why? Because the 300 were wise and not getting caught up in their own ways. They were looking out for the enemy. They weren't looking out for their own needs. And the Lord told us all, what man goes to war without counting the cost? Like Sanballat and Tobias. He said, you build with one hand and you keep your sword in another one. As you build, they were counting the cost. They were going to build a house, but they were going to keep their swords in case they want to be alert, in case the enemy came. And that is very important right now. This is what we call staying wise, like the five wise virgins and the five foolish. Jesus talked about it even then when he called them out. He was saying five were wise and five were foolish. One was staying alert, and the other, you know, look out for the was looking out for the coming of the Lord. And some of them were still sleeping, milling mousing around.
Right.
Luke 12:39. It says, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all of his possessions. We must be wise in this midnight hour. James 3, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge, he says, this is his scripture. He says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy, strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, and full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. These are the seven pillars of wisdom. We are about to cross over, and the Lord wants us all to be like Caleb. He spoke about Caleb. And he said something very good. You would all want the Lord to say something this good about you. But he asked the people, he said, be different from all others. The Lord spoke highly of him and said, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. Have a different spirit. Be wise. Allow wisdom to build in you God's character from above that's pure, peaceable, easy to entreat, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Without hypocrisy. Wow. Have a heart that pleases God, knowing that if he did it once, he could do it again. I trust us fully in him. And he delights in us. God loved Caleb and Joshua because they followed him wholeheartedly. James 1:5 says, if any man lack wisdom or fall short, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. we all lack and are in need of this jewel, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Did you know that wisdom cannot be taught? Becoming wise is a personal quest. It is only through our own experiences, learning how to cope with the major tragedies and dilemmas embedded within life's journey, that we will discover our own capacity and learn how to create wisdom, or allow wisdom to complete its perfect work. You know, wisdom, remember, God is building something. You are living stones in God, and he's building something. And wisdom has to have its perfect work within us. And through, a lot of times, people don't like going through things, and they're like, not again, oh no, or this. But that is part of God's wisdom. And that's how he builds us up. And he helped us to become wise in certain things that happen along the way. And sometimes it's tragedies and dilemmas and all that in our journey that we discover and learn how to make things better, or come up with greater solutions, or become creative and within ourselves. So allow the Holy Spirit to give you that wisdom that creates the house of God. Right, Pastor King?
Amen. That is so true. And I'm going to speak a little more about wisdom. I just wanted to do this one thing. And one thing that I thank the Lord for is that he's given me the wisdom to recognize a beautiful gift when it's given to you. And that's you, Pastor Tasila. So I want to dedicate this song to you, my wife, the woman that I love and have loved for many, many years. This song is for you. Praise the Lord.
Hey, we've been together for
Okay, that was just a little quick dedication to my wife, L-O-B-E, love.
Thank you so much, and I thank the Father for keeping us together. It wasn't for him, would none of this be possible, but I thank the Lord for blessing us.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we were talking about wisdom, so I'm going to ask the question, what is wisdom? Well, you know, in general, if you want to talk about wisdom, wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. It is the soundness of an action or decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Wisdom is the body of knowledge and principles that develops within a specific or a specified society or period. Now, James says that there are four types of wisdom. James chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. Worldly wisdom brings forth confusion, strife, jealousy. It is demonic. I'm talking worldly wisdom. And sometimes we get caught up into worldly wisdom. You see, true wisdom comes from God. It is a capacity of the mind that allows us to understand life from God's perspective. True wisdom is the understanding and knowledge that comes from God himself, which gives us the ability to see beyond the material or the natural realm. You see, true wisdom from God gives us the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships, which allows us to see the interconnectedness of all things. True wisdom from God, true wisdom from God enhances insight. It enhances insight. Good Holy Spirit sense. You have good Holy Spirit sense. You know, a lot of people say certain things are common sense. Well, really, true wisdom is good Holy Spirit sense. Righteous judgment. Righteous judgment and a strong, powerful belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. True wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit. It's one of our gifts, which is called the word of wisdom, as it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You will find that once you have wisdom, once you've attained wisdom from God, it comes along with revelation knowledge and true Holy Spirit understanding of all things and in all things. When we receive wisdom from God, then we are to grow in it until it becomes one of the seven spirits of God that will rest upon us forever, as it is written in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. The Holy Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and wisdom, the spirit of the knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. We must understand that true wisdom comes from God. Wisdom from God comes with having a true and pure loving relationship with the Father, Christ Jesus, the Son, and the wonderful Holy Spirit. Then God will give wisdom to whoever sincerely asks for it, as it is written in James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Jesus encourages us to ask. He said in Matthew Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, he said, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. When we ask in the name of Jesus Christ with full faith, nothing wavering. If you ask for wisdom, you must know exactly what you are asking for. And with understanding, knowing what true wisdom is and desiring it. James chapter 3, verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. God is moving in this hour, and we have to get into the flow of the Holy Spirit so that we can receive wisdom as God makes changes. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, he changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and establishes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. God is a giver, and he gives to whoever asks with a sincere heart. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Wisdom is so important to have in this hour. God will use wisdom to build his church. So wisdom is very valuable. As it is written in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. Wisdom is godly insight. So if you want to prosper, get wisdom and understanding. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8, the one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. If you want wisdom, then humble yourselves before the Lord, and you will get it. You will get it, just like you had to do, Pastor Tasila, when you saw all of those wires and all of that stuff. You know, you knew that you were working on some satellites, so this was very important. You didn't want to make, you had to humble yourself before the Lord, and he gave you the wisdom. The Lord will, you know, humble yourself before the Lord, and you will get wisdom. As it is written in Proverbs chapter 2, 11, chapter 2. Chapter 11, verse 2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Wisdom is so important. It is such a precious gift to have. So hang in there. Seek wisdom, God's wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. It is worth all that you have to go through in order to get wisdom and understanding. Wisdom helps you to know how to deal with people, how to handle them, and how to minister to them. We must be wise. Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. This advice comes from Paul the Apostle, someone who has wisdom. He continually, through Scripture, gives us wisdom, insight on how to live, especially for the times we're living in right now. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. We must be careful how we use our words. Keep in mind that all that we say and do are being recorded in heaven. So be righteous in the sight of our God and speak with wisdom. Psalm 37, verse 30, The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. Once you have obtained wisdom from God, keep it. Keep it. Use it. The problem with many Christians, with many of us, us Christians, is that we don't always use the gifts that God has given us, all of them. Most are not aware of their gifts. But once you are aware that you have wisdom, hold on to it with all that you have, because true wisdom can save your life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 6, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Don't be like the fool, but be a people of peace, as it is written in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. Fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. We are to calm things down. Be wise.
Yeah.
We are a people of peace. Proverbs 14, verse 1. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. The wise woman builds her house, but with her that's foolish, her own hands will tear her own house down. A wise woman or a wise church or bride builds the Lord's house. The mockers resent your correction, so they avoid you, as it is written in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 12. Mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. Don't be discouraged. Just continue to walk your walk. Proverbs 19, verse 20. Listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. You are blessed because you found wisdom, as it is written in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. And just as Jesus waxed strong in the Spirit, so shall you wax strong in wisdom and understanding. Just like Jesus, Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. We will be sought out because of our wisdom. Just keep in mind that you are God's true believers, and God's true believers are those who have wisdom. They are those who are in tune with the Holy Spirit. They have learned how to stay in the flow of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they will not miss anything that God is doing in this hour. They have humbled themselves before the Lord. Therefore, God has given them more insight in this hour. If you notice that you've received more insight in this hour, that means that God has given you an extra amount of wisdom in this hour. And not only will they know what is going on, not only will you know what's going on, but they will work together with the Holy Spirit in order to do their part in this hour to assist the Lord in bringing forth his kingdom. So seek wisdom, because it is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to be a winner, then seek wisdom. It's the principal thing.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, you win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came
Call on the name of the Lord and ask him for wisdom in this hour, because that's what we need, his wisdom in this hour. Wisdom will protect us and watch over us and keep us. Oh, God, give us your wisdom in this hour more than ever before. Help us, Lord, to place ourselves in the right place in order to be blessed of you with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. Help us to use all that you have given to us for your glory. Give us, O God, more of you. Give us more of your spirit so that we can help people, Lord. We can deliver and heal, Lord, and we can raise the dead and cast out demons. Give us more of you, Lord, and give us the wisdom to use what you give us so that you can be glorified. We need it, Lord. We need your wisdom in this hour so that we will know how to carry ourselves among others. We will know, Lord, how to speak your word, when to speak, when not to speak, when to be silent, when to be still, and when to move forward. Give us your wisdom, Lord. Wisdom is guidance. It's your guidance, Lord, helping us. Give it to us, Lord, in this hour. We need it more than anything. We need you, Jesus. You and us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, praise the Lord. That's a good subject matter, Pastor Tecila. Wisdom. The seven.
Yeah, it is.
What is the seven?
Seven pillars.
The seven pillars
of wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's some wisdom. Either we are shaped by the ungodly world around us, or we are formed and shaped and remade by the Word of God. So you got to decide. You're going to be shaped by the ungodly world and the mind of the world. And a lot of times people don't realize that the world is ruled by the demonic realm, even though Satan told it to Jesus. When he said, all of this is mine. You even brought that scripture up the other day about this world belongs to the devil and his system.
It was, it was delivered to him. It was delivered to him by Adam. That's right. And that's why we have to make up our mind, because, worldly wisdom sometimes sounds good, like when you hear Confucius said this and all that kind of stuff, And then you hear people and philosophies of men, and you read these books and all that kind of stuff. And man has a certain amount of wisdom. But we're talking about full wisdom that comes from the mind of Christ, the mind of God, not anything that man has taught us. We're talking about pure, true wisdom from the mind of the living God, transferred to you, giving it to you, wisdom.
Yeah. Woo. That's why the Lord said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And
that's right.
That word, that's his word, and him, God is his word, and we are formed and shaped and remade by his word. And that's how we get our mind correct. You want to get your mind on point and straight and come out of confusion? Read your word every day so that you can be straight and on point. Because a lot of times I'm hearing people saying they're feeling scattery and confused, and continue to read. Even if you don't understand, just keep reading and let the word sanctify you and cleanse you. And I know we are out of time. We had a good time today. We're talking about the mind of God, wisdom mostly, and it comes from his mind. We want God's mind to be in us in this hour, so that we could be strong in him and the power of his might. And you guys, latch on. If you don't have it, ask. We can all use some more, I'll tell you that. We all can have more and more. and come back. Meet us next week. We love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.